Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. In fact, we're going to be talking about last evening, and it was a 4-H fundraiser, and we have Kurt Behrens and Dick Nichols with us to visit with us about this. And so, Kurt, let's start with you and talk about, you know, what this group is and kind of when it got established.
This is the 4-H Endowment Committee. It was established probably 6-7 years ago. And it's just to raise funds and set into an endowment through the 4-H endowment at Iowa State handles it. And it's just to build up some funds, and we use it to help pay scholarships for kids to go to camps, or there's also a fee for 4-Hers, and Cass County 4-Hers do not pay this fee. Our Extension Council and the 4-H endowment helps pay the fee so that 4-H is free for Cass County 4-Hers.
And I think that for some people, they don't know that, because if they were a 4-H'er, I'm not sure how many years ago, 20, 30, 40, there was no fee at all, even to be a member of a club. There were no fees. But now it's a pretty good sized fee.
Yeah, it's about $30 per member. And yeah, even 10 years ago, I don't believe there was even a fee. But thankfully, Cass County's been able to stand up and provide this service for the kids and try to keep as many kids involved and not let that be a reason for not. The 4-H clubs have been very good, though. They oftentimes donate to the endowment to help cover their fees, because they realize what this does for them.
Yeah, they have various fundraisers, too. In fact, I think there was just one, Mardi Gras, I believe. Dick, let's talk a little bit about the fundraising. Obviously, Pancake Suppers is one of them.
Sure. Well, the idea... We had established the endowment, and we had a considerable donation at the time when it was established. And then we thought, well, we need to feed this thing, because we give some scholarships to camps in the summer. So if 4-Hers want to go to state camps or district camps or whatever 4-H-wise, we can contribute to defer those expenses. And the whole idea is, we don't want the financial impediment to anyone participating or whatever. I know Kurt and I both participated in 4-H. It's a real rich part of our heritage, and we just don't want to keep anyone from participating. So we just, and that's kind of what's all behind this endowment thing.
And you know, mentioning that, actually, I wanted to talk to you guys about that. As I was sitting across from somebody tonight at the eating, I said, what was your favorite 4-H memory? And so you can be thinking about that. And he said, I can't say one, but then he did come up with one. So, Dick, as you think back to some of your experiences, what were some of those that just stand out in your mind and go, oh, yeah, that was so great?
Well, we were able to, as we were a large family, and my dad let us go down to the state fair with our projects, and we were able to exhibit down there. And really, that was one of the first times we were on our own. We probably weren't responsible as we should have been always, but you know what? It had consequences, and we learned we had to be responsible, and it was a wonderful experience. And actually, as I look back, probably the highlight of my 4-H was serving on the County 4-H Youth Council. We just had just a wonderful group of kids that we served with, and one's my dentist today, and whatever. But we just had a wonderful time, and friendships that started then and still are going today, and just wonderful people. We're just, I think 4-Hers are kind of the salt of the earth, had a little dirt underneath their fingernails at one time or the other, so they just have a kind of a bond that way, and just a real, genuine, good people.
So, Kurt, it's your turn. What do you think back? And as you ask that question, I'm thinking things probably flash through your mind, happenings, good and bad, in terms of things in 4-H for you.
I probably enjoyed most the area club that I was a part of. I was in Franklin Victory Farmers. And at that time, there was two Franklin clubs, the girls and the boys. And just being with all the neighbors, and like when it was time to work on calves, we'd all go from place to place to place and do all that. And I think for me, that probably would be the highlight of it. I enjoyed the fair and everything, of course, but I also enjoyed being with all the neighborhood.
And do you remember how old you were when you joined 4-H?
I would have probably been 9.
Yes. And was there somebody in your club that you looked up to? I always think that's one of the great things about clubs, is you have that whole age range. You don't have to give a name necessarily, but you know, as you think about that, did you kind of think, ooh, those are the big kids?
Oh yeah, when you get there, you know, you're just a little tyke, and you're looking up to the bigger kids that are in the officer positions and everything, and then you eventually roll into that area too. You definitely, it's kind of cool to hang out with those older kids when you're less than 9 years old.
Yeah. Now, Dick, you had older siblings to follow.
Yes, I did, and we had a large family, but we all participated in that, and then subsequently, my five kids now I can proudly say that they've all graduated from college, but they all had a very wonderful experience in 4-H as well, and it just leadership-wise, public speaking, and just being able to, a lot of confidence that comes with achievement, and friendships, and I think.
Do you have any of your children come back to you and said, "I'm so glad I was in 4-H"? Because in terms of their experiences in college or since then, I mean, you mentioned speaking and so on.
I know one of my daughters has done a lot of speaking and traveled around the world and whatever, and I think it just expanded her horizons that way, and she's just gained a lot of confidence, and just again friendships. You know, there's a lot of peer pressure in schools and communities nowadays of the negative kind, but I always like to think that 4-H is one of those peer pressure things that just kind of called you up, and you wanted to participate, you wanted to be a winner, and yet not necessarily that it was a blue ribbon, it was just doing your best, and you know that old heart to better living, health to earn. I'm not going to say it right, but that 4-H pledge, you know, we really kind of meant that and tried to live up to that. It was a high calling.
That's right. Kurt, I have to go, and we're visiting with Dick Nichols and Kurt Behrens, by the way, and kind of some memories of 4-H as we talk about the 4-H Endowment Fund. One of my favorite memories of you is coming out. This is when you were on the fair board. And coming to help in the 4-H Girls Building. I mean, we weren't supposed to call it the Girls Building, but man, you did a lot of work there.
Yeah, I was started kind of fair board. I went to college, and when I got back, I started on the fair board. And that had been 25 years ago already. So yeah, there was a lot of work, and there's been a lot of changes at this fairground since then. You know, now we have the newer built community center building and this air conditioning, and really makes those exhibits, I feel, so much easier for people to see, and grandparents and the such to see. And now the new food stand, and then we're also now working towards a cattle building. There's just been a lot of changes, and it's all positive. And I think Cass County has done very well.
And part of the reason for that is, I have to say, is because you had great 4-H experience, and you wanted to see that continue. So here you are, you're still volunteering and still carrying on, and actually it's been a family tradition. You mentioned your family, your parents were really involved, Dick.
Yes. Okay. Well, I know my dad talks about when he went with Howard Arp from down the Messina area, and they had 4-H calves, and they took them to Waterloo together. Now, that's a friendship about 90 years. My dad's going to be 89 here next month, but those friendships and that lasted as long as Howard was around, and Dad always spoke fondly of him. Wayne Rich was another one that was in 4-H with my dad, and that was just a rich heritage. My mother was very involved in that. My wife was very involved in that, and it's a way of keeping the family together as you work those things, as you support the fair. You're also working with your kids. Your kids see that your commitment to that, commitment to others' success. It's just it's a good way to mentor and model. I think it's a great.
And Kurt, you also had some older ones preceding you. I think your dad probably was involved.
Yeah, my dad was involved, and you know, we still see his 4-H book and stuff. And then me and my siblings were all involved, and now my kids are here at Cass County, and so I've learned a lot, especially through the fair board stuff. So it kind of working those kids through there that way, and they'll probably gain even more out of it.
Well, that's great, and so hopefully folks know that there's a really good reason that they came to the Pancake Supper, and they could still donate if they want to, whether they have 4-H'ers or not. I hope they can tell by all of your feelings that it's a really great organization. So we want to thank you, Dick Nichols and Kurt Behrens, for visiting with us, and until next time, here's a thought. 4-H model, make the best better.